Proclamation number 7883 of 2nd of May, 1961. The near end is certain. And whether an end may seem incredible to you, it is imminent for you. To give you an exact time would not be helpful for your soul's salvation, but you should be content if I indicate to you that it is imminent, and you should live and work on yourselves as if the last day had already come tomorrow. For in view of the length of a redemption period which is now coming to an end, only a very short time can still be spoken of which remains for your redemption, for only a few phases will pass until the end which are necessary for the separation of spirits. And as it has been predetermined since eternity, everything will also come to pass, because it is not an arbitrary process when this earth is reshaped, but everything has its spiritual reason, and thus everything also takes effect as a result of people's failure on this earth in their last test of will. However, you humans can all feel safe in my protection if you believe in me and are willing to enter into my will. You can expect all events with inner equanimity, always trusting that I will protect my own. Provided you want to belong to my own. But you should believe in an end and take the transformation of your nature into love seriously. If you lack this faith, you will be lukewarm, then you will not be aware of the seriousness of the time which, however, is recognizable as the last time, because I have often mentioned the signs by which you can recognize the approach of the end. And therefore you should only be attentive and look around you with open eyes. You should also try to associate my obvious gift of grace with the fact that unusual things are about to happen to you, which is why I also try to have an unusual effect on all people in order to shake them up, so that they become awake and realize the time in which they live. And they should not carelessly give in to the hope that I will be passed off with the end. For I know when this transformation of earth is to take place. I know when people's low level has reached such a point that a change has to be created, that a turning point has to occur which, however, will not only take place spiritually but also earthly. For on this earth humanity never changes so that it strives for a higher spiritual level. On this earth only a decline can be expected, for more and more people fall away from faith, more and more people deny Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. More and more people fall into matter and strive back again towards the state they had long since overcome. And everyone is responsible for himself, for his will and actions. Everyone has to accomplish the transformation of his being on himself. Because every human being is a once fallen original being which is to prove its will to finally return to me. And therefore don't give yourselves over to false hopes. The end is irrevocably coming and you will no longer be able to stop it. But every individual can avert the fate of a new banishment for himself if only he surrenders himself to me and then has also provided the proof of having passed the test of will. Then he may stay wherever he likes. He will be saved from the end, for I know the state of every soul and its will. I also know that and how he can be saved. For my arm reaches far and will surely take hold of my own in order to fetch them to himself when the adversity will be so great that only I myself will be able to remedy it. Believe in me alive and you will also be able to believe in the end which will come according to the plan of salvation from eternity. which will take you by surprise because the day I have determined for it will be observed and because the time is fulfilled. Amen.